verifying it.
Welcome. The noon hour is here, and it's time to talk about the teams you love with the guys you know and trust.
Yeah, that's right. We are the best.
This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
I always love kicking off a Monday because I know that we get to chat with James Impey, the center for the Brigham Young University Cougars. And as always, a beautiful Monday right at noon, and we get to start with James. James, how are you?
What's going on, man? Doing good.
Good, man. How are things? How are you holding up? How are you holding up emotionally and physically?
Good. Everything's good. I'm holding up well. Things are coming along just as they should, and we're trying to get better every day.
Did you make that trip to Georgia Southern?
I did. Yeah, I did. They allowed me to come, and I was able to go and enjoy the time with the boys and help out a little bit, you know, wherever I could. And, yeah, it was a good time.
Tell me how difficult that trip was. It quite a long flight, I'm sure, but I guess quite a bus drive as well.
Yeah, I mean, and we've actually had a few of those this year, so the guys are kind of used to that one. Obviously, when we go someplace a little bit further away, sometimes we'll go a day early just because it's such a long travel day and things like that. And, you know, it's a really long travel day. There's a little bit of a time difference, and to play an afternoon game right away, it's a short turnaround. So, you know, it was cool that they allowed us to go a day earlier and you know, get out there, then have a day there to, you know, have a good walk, a good solid walk through and get everything figured out and relax a little bit so we weren't traveling so close to the game. And, you know, so the trip was a little long, but we were in a, you know, we ended up staying in Savannah, which is like a beautiful city. Had a little bit of a bus ride, but, you know, we've had a few of those, so it wasn't too big a deal. And I think everybody just had a great time on the trip and was excited when game time came around and we could play.
So you stayed in Savannah, you said?
Yeah.
How was the accommodations? How's the food? Did they roll out any good Southern food?
Yeah, man, they had some real good food, and I think a lot of the guys could agree, like, the cooking was good all weekend. So we stayed in just the Marriott down there in Savannah, and it was, you know, they had good food, and, you know, it was a nice relaxing place on the river. So, yeah, we ended up getting you know, pretty hooked up. They did a good job with the travel accommodations. Like I said before, all the people that put all the stuff together, the administration, the travel crew, all those guys are top notch, and they make it, you know, so easy to travel. They take a lot of pressure off of everybody because they just do such a great job. So, you know, BYU does things right, and we got great people all around us helping us win.
It is kind of nice. By the way, you'll never have a travel agent like that again in your life. Well, the NFL, you'll have a travel agent like that. It's even better in the NFL. But at the college level, it's like all you got to do is make sure you got your traveling bag on your shoulder. Other than that, it's like they're ushering you to a bus, they're ushering to a flight, they're ushering to your room. You get your little cards with your keys. It really is an easy traveling event. It takes your mind off the actual traveling, correct?
Yeah. They make it, you know, really easy. And you know, my family's full of athletes, right? So, like, my sisters, they play soccer, and, you know, there's a lot of our friends are athletes. So, like, we talk about the different accommodations. And, you know, when different teams travel, you know, they have different things going on. And my wife too, even, you know, she ran cross country, and, you know, when she would travel, they had to go someplace, and they couldn't fly into regional airports. They just had to get regular, you know, flights. And so then they had to drive someplace after they got to the airport, and they could have been anywhere from, like, 3 to 5 hours of just in the car, like, after the plane. You know what I mean? So,
yep.
Like, they – having a big group of people, obviously, that's not really – that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense for, you know, a really large travel group like they do for a football team, so – you know, it's super nice to have that big travel group and those accommodations. And like I was saying, they just do such a good job, and they make travel pretty easy on us.
BYU center James Impey hanging out with us for a few more minutes. So, James, this game defensively didn't start, I know, like BYU would have hoped, putting up 17 points in the first half, but holding this Georgia Southern team to 0 points in the second half. From your advantage, from your point of view, and just watching BYU's defense, what did they do in the first half that they did differently in the second half, or vice versa?
Yeah, well, just to start off, I think Georgia, I mean, everybody watched the game, saw that those guys were playing really, really hard. And, you know, you got to respect an opponent that's playing that hard and never giving up and just, you know, doing everything they can. I respected them a lot just because of the sheer effort that I saw and, you know, the love of the game that was going on. And especially on a team that, you know, loses a coach, has a new coach coming in, they're kind of, you know, in kind of limbo land, and they're just playing so hard and playing physical and, you know, doing what they're supposed to do. So you got to give those guys a lot of credit for coming out and playing hard, and you got to respect them that way. And their offense does a lot of good things. They're kind of a little bit of a unique offense, and so it just took our boys a second to figure it out. And once they had it figured out, it was easier to lock it down. And you got people like Jacob Robinson making plays, has a couple interceptions. You got a lot of guys stepping up and making tackles and flying around the field. So, you know, those guys did a great job, I thought, especially, you know, like you said, in the second half where they held them to no points.
How difficult is it to, you know, lose a guy like Max Tooley, who already had five tackles before that ejection, and then being without guys like Will Gar, guys with like Chaz Ayu, and some of the other starting linebackers / safeties, how difficult did that make this game, being down so many personnel on the second line of defense?
Yeah, I mean, well, especially all those points that you made on the defense and kind of the linebacker core and stuff like that. Like, those guys are huge. And you know, it makes a difference when they're not in the game and we miss every second they're not there. Having Max go out with a targeting penalty, you know, it's kind of like how we talked a couple weeks ago. Whether you like it or not, it's a part of the game, and we got to find a way to, you know, be better so it's not even a consideration, you know what I mean? Because you can't put your fate in anybody else's hands. But, you know, losing him, a guy who has a lot of experience, who is really a tone setter, you know, on the defense, guy who flies around and plays hard and likes to hit people, you know what I mean? But it's a tribute to everybody else that steps up. I think the coaches have done a great job and the players have done a great job at being ready at all positions, no matter where, you know, they are on the depth chart. Like the linebackers that stepped up, you know, Ben and Jackson and Criddle, and, you know, I just starting to name guys. I'm not going to be able to name all of them, but I thought they all stepped in and, you know, did real good. There's guys all over the field that had to step in and make plays. And, you know, it's your job to be ready, and those guys are ready to get it done. And they did.
BYU center James Impey joining us for a few more minutes here. James, you mentioned Jacob Robinson, and I know a lot of BYU fans aren't overly familiar with the guy. Maybe some of the extreme fans are familiar with him, but very young guy out of Orem, Utah, if I'm not mistaken. Tell us a little bit more about Jacob Robinson. I want to get to know who this kid is a little bit more.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing about Jacob. You know, he's a little bit quieter, but all those kind of new guys are quiet a little bit, and it takes them a few months to kind of, you know, feel extra comfortable with the team. And you know, he's getting to that point where, you know, he just feels comfortable with us. He's one of the guys. And you know, ever since day one here, you know, in fall camp, we see him flying around, and he always seems to be right around the ball, always seems to be making plays. And, you know, you see the guy make a few plays in practice, and you're like, man, I'm not even mad. That was really cool. You know what I mean? Like, he's playing good ball, and, you know, it's showing up. And you know, I'm excited for his future. I think he's a good player, and I just love having guys like that on our team.
Tell me a little bit more about Tyler Allgeier. I'm curious about what type of personality is he. Is he an introvert? Is he quiet? Is he more gregarious? Does he make a lot of friends, keep to himself? What kind of guy is Tyler Allgeier?
Oh, everybody will tell you this. Tyler is one of our favorite people, man. And And he likes to have a good time. He's one of the more competitive guys, you know, but he's also one of the guys that's kind of good at whatever he does. You know what I mean? Like, whether you're playing him in ping pong, whether you're playing him in, you know, video games or whatever, he's competitive and he likes to win and he's just a whole lot of fun to be around. But along with that, you know, he's having a lot of success this year and he's doing really well, but he's the most humble guy about it too. Like he could take a lot of credit and nobody would blame him because, you know, he deserves a lot of credit, but he deflects it off to others and, you know, builds other people up. So, you know, another guy that you're just so glad to have on your team. One, because he's a great person and does, you know, a lot of good stuff for the team. And two, because he's just such a great player and, you know, helps us win.
Still bizarre to me that this guy was a linebacker a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, he's made a lot of, like, because so – I remember his first year came in, he was playing running back and he was getting, you know, some practice stuff. And I remember one day in practice, we were running a protection where the running back chips, right? He chips at the end and they run a twist. And so there's no DN for him to chip, but he sees a D tackle running around and he drops him in bowl practice. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, like what just happened? And, you know, like, so his physicality was there. Then, you know, then they wanted to try him out on defense a little bit. And he was making plays and running around the field. And he's smart. Like, I think he sees the game really well. And he has a good feel for what's going on, a lot of intuition there. And then towards the end of that year, they're like, well, we're thin at running back again. Hey, do you want to come back? And he comes back and he's running people over. He's running out of his shoes. He's making moves. He's doing a lot. So he's just, ever since day one, he's just progressed and gotten better and has earned everything he's been given and has shown why, you know, he deserves to be on the field and why he deserves, you know, the carries that he's getting. And like I said, he makes the O-line look really good.
Really happy for him.
He makes everybody else look really good.
Yeah, because it's not just the running that he does well. And, James, something that people don't often see is the more important things that happen outside and away from the ball and picking up different blitzes and helping chip on linemen and making life a lot easier for an offensive line. He does all those things well too.
Yeah. Yeah. He, you know, whatever you ask him to do, he's going to do it to the best of his ability and give it all he's got. And that's all you can ask.
One more guy I want to talk about before we get into some USC talk, Keanu Hill, another young guy who's had a couple of big receptions here in this lull of 3 weeks where it's not the top-end opponents, a little bit of a bye week, a little bit of lull, extra time, but Keanu Hill has been able to take some snaps and get some reps, and he's showing BYU fans what he's made out of. He's a Texas product, if I'm not mistaken there, but talk a little bit about what Keanu Hill's like in practice and as an individual.
Yeah, Keanu, he's, you know, first of all, just individual, great dude, you know, great person. And like I was saying about the other guys, he's fun to be around. He likes to have a good time. He's, you know, upbeat, laughs a lot, makes jokes, like good person to be around and a good person you want on a team. In terms of just on the field, he's, like I said before, we got a lot of guys that have a lot of focus and work really hard. And Kibo is one of those guys. He works so hard. There's a lot of focus and a lot of purpose to what he does. You know, I see him every day getting a little better, and he's one of those guys, kind of like I was saying about Tyler, like since the day he got here, he's worked hard, he's put his head down, and you know, he's been earning those reps and showing why, you know, what he can do with the ball in his hands and that it's productive and helps the team, and, you know, he has the ability to make plays. So he's one of those guys that – and I'll tell you one thing about Kibo too. You see him downfield blocking all the time. You know, I'll be watching the film and I'll see him down the field blocking. I'll see him around the ball blocking, trying to help guys make plays. So it's not just the, hey, throw me the ball type of thing. He's over there blocking. And that's one thing our receivers do really well. But also, you know, Kibo does a good job of that. And, you know, that's coaching, but that's also just his determination and grit to, you know, play the game the way it's supposed to be played.
So his nickname's Kibo?
Yeah, Kibo.
I like it. Well, he seems like a ball of energy, you know, the way he got up from that big catch that he had down the field and really started getting things going there. But you could tell he's got a lot of energy, and he's got a lot of athleticism. At that length, whatever he is, 6'4", 6'5", just Seems like he's going to bring a lot of energy for a long time for BYU. That's one thing I've really enjoyed watching through this bye week and these couple of games against Idaho State and Georgia Southern is we've had a chance to see what good hands this program is going to be in after there's a vacation of, you know, a couple of senior classes over the next 2 years.
Yeah, and that's just, I mean, the coaches are doing a great job of recruiting right now and getting the right people here. And then this, the development when they're there, coaching them, making them better, the strength staff, the training staff, you know, keeping people on the field. It's a team effort to get guys developed and get guys, you know, to where they need to be. And we're doing a good job here.
So, James, moving on to this upcoming weekend, what are your early thoughts of this 4-6 USC Trojan team? I mean, you know, I'm sure you've watched a little bit of that UCLA game last weekend. They gave up 62 points. That I watched the first half of that game, and I was pretty shocked by how UCLA was moving on. But what do you make of this USC team, kind of an initial look of their film and team?
Well, just knowing kind of where they're at as a team, you know, they've like a couple of the other teams we played, they've had kind of a bumpy season where, you know, they've had coaching changes and injuries and this and that and the other, you know, they've had things that they're working through, and you can see that the players care, man. They play hard and they're doing their thing and they're trying to get better. I think that I think they're a dangerous team, and I think they got a lot of talented players that can make plays both on offense and defense, and a lot of guys that play hard. And, you know, I think that, you know, they're just a team on that journey to find out who they are. And they got a lot to play for at this point in the season. And like I said, I think they got a lot of good players and they play hard. So there's no doubting that this team's a good team and that, you know, they can put things together at any moment. And we got to be prepared to, you know, play our best ball this Saturday and go out there, play in a cool venue, you know, a place that, you know, it's a cool stadium and, you know, fun atmosphere. And we get to go and we get to do what we do and play our ball and have one more to play together before, you know, a bowl game. And I think the guys are super excited for that. And I think, you know, it's fun that this game is here. And I think the guys are excited and they're going to be ready to go, and we'll be ready to play some ball Saturday. Starts with today.
You guys talk about being 4-0 against the Pac-12. Have you guys kind of talked about that, reflected on it a little bit in the locker room with each other?
I don't know if it's reflected too much. Like yeah, we're you know, undefeated in Pac-12 play. Ha ha ha. You know what I mean? But, you know, I think there's a lot of pride that comes into, you know, the season that we've put in so far. And along with that pride, there's a lot of focus in what we have to do to, you know, make it even better. You know what I mean? So I think the guys are humble and hungry, and we know you got to prove yourself each week, and that's what we have to do this week.
So talk to me a little bit about the BYU offensive line that you expect to see against USC. Obviously, I know you're still dealing with so many different things, James, and I know what your situation is, but what should BYU fans expect to see from that offensive front? Because we've seen some rotations there in the offensive line since you've left, and I've liked a lot of them, and I've liked a lot of the different names that I've seen come in and some of the rotation that they've got. But what should we expect against USC coming up next weekend?
Yeah, well, you know, just along with what you're saying, there has been rotation. There's been, you know, little injuries here and there, little things here and there. And, you know, it's been one of those seasons where a lot of guys have gotten to play and we've needed to, you know, use all of our depth and develop more, you know what I mean? And I think Coach Funk and the rest of the offensive staff working with the O-line, I think they're doing a great job at getting guys ready to play, you know, and shuffling things around and figuring out who needs to be where and how we need to do things. And I think, you know, guys like Clark Barrington and Blake Freeland and you know, Joe Tukuafu and you know, everybody else over there, they're doing a great job at stepping up and leading and you know, helping get things prepared and stepping up and doing what needs to be done. So with a year like this year where there's been some shuffling and some rotation and some, you know, injuries and all, you name it, I'm so proud of our guys and how they've battled to this point. And there's a, you know, I just, as we keep going and as we're able to see the finish, you know, I'm excited for us for this week. We'll have to buckle down and get to work and work our butts off to prepare for this game Saturday. Cause like I was saying, they got some good players on their front. They got some good pass rushers. They got a lot of good things going on and we'll have to be ready to go. So I'll leave the Saturday predictions out, but I'll tell you what you can expect from us this week is we're going to work our butts off in practice and take it day by day and get ourselves ready to play Saturday the best we can.
This is an athletic USC team. I mean, we've got stars coming out of their ears, and sometimes people don't understand you get a second and third rotational at a place like USC, and that guy's probably four stars, and he's a freshman, and he's licking his chops with an opportunity to prove himself. And if you're not careful against USC, it doesn't matter who's on the field. They can absolutely beat you up. So, James, I was thinking back to my freshman year at BYU, that 1996 season. We were, at this point in the season, we were 12-1, and we had one game left. And a lot of us were running projections, you know, 12-1. Our one loss was against Washington, and everybody's kind of running projections on what could be, what if, and where we were. What do you guys hope for as a team? What do you hope for in postseason play? Because we know you're going to have postseason play, but what's kind of your high-end hopes and what maybe are you expecting for postseason?
Yeah, well, you know, like you said, like everybody's done the projections and stuff like that, you know, that's, it's a thing that, you know, is present, and you're not going to just ignore it. You know what I mean? Just like you guys didn't back then, and you guys went on to win that last game, you know?
Yep.
There's two different ways you can handle it. You can worry about the future and let the present go, or you can, you know, kind of know where you stand and focus on the present so that, you know, you can do everything in your power to make something happen. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
There's so many things that we can't control. There's so many things that are out of our hands. And those kind of things, you just got to forget about them. And the one thing we can control, which is, I think, you know, what most guys know on the team and are focused on, is the one thing we can control is you know, our efforts in preparation this week and how we prepare ourselves to go out and play and how we play on Saturday. So, you know, although those things are up in the air and, you know, there's obviously – you know, there might be a chance, right? Like Dumb and Dumber. So you're telling me there's a chance,
yeah,
right? There might be a chance. But nothing happens. Nothing, you know, changes unless we, you know, play our butts off on Saturday and, you know, do our thing. So I think that's understood in the room. I think guys know what we got to do. And in the end, all you can really ask for in postseason play is one more game to go out and prove yourself and one more game to go out and have fun with your friends. And you know, we've earned that so far, and we're just trying to, you know, do everything in our power to make it the best we can. And so that's kind of the focus right now. You know, everybody kind of knows where we stand, but there's just so much out of our control that all we can control is how we play, and that's what we're going to go out and focus, and that's what we're going to go out and do.
So, James, I appreciate you coming on every Monday. You've done a fantastic job with us and for us, and we appreciate it. Hopefully we get to catch up with you one or two more times, and good luck in the Coliseum against this USC Trojan team. Good luck in those projections. Hopefully we'll catch up with you next Monday, and we'll talk about it, whatever the outcome was. We'll talk about projections more in depth at that point, because we'll obviously have a full schedule resume put behind us. But good luck to you, buddy. And, man, I wish I could see you out there on Saturdays. I really miss seeing you on the field. I'm sure that's been hard for you, but I know BYU fans are thinking about you and can't wait to see you back when you do get back.
Hey, thanks so much, Hans. Thanks for having me. Love coming on and talking ball with you, man. Have a good one, brother.
All right, you too, James. There you go, James Impey, BYU center,